There's more to taxes than the Big Thicket, or Willie and Waylon, or ZZ Top and the Alamo, or two great songs about El Paso by Marty Robbins. There is now Nikki Collin, and she's here to talk about her new YouTube channel, Hairy Man Hoaxes and Hoodwinks. Let's get it on. This is West Coast Sasquatch Research. Okay, Nikki, hi, it's wonderful to have you here today to talk about your new program coming up this very weekend, I do believe.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's a great honor.
Okay, now, Hairy Man, Hoaxes and Hoodwinks, why this topic? Out of all that you could have chosen from, why
yes,
this?
I wanted something to grab people. I wanted them to know exactly what I was going to be talking about. And there are several people out there who talk about hoaxes, and it comes up frequently in podcasts, but not very many channels. Just that's all they want to talk about. You know, it's usually about the research or the researchers and the work they're doing to further the ball down the field.
So I wanted
something different. Yeah. So
you sort of did what I did. Pick something that nobody else is addressing whatsoever and say, I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you've got some great little channels out there, big channels even, that are debunking, you know, pulling in videos and running them through their audio and their scrubbing them back and forth to look at pictures and stuff like that. I'm not doing that. I'm not going through one individual's thing and, you know, well, this is why. I'm pulling information that I've already found from different sources, and I'm putting them all in one place, you know.
Well, Lord knows there's enough subjects to choose from when it comes to hoaxes and hoodwinks, and if any place is rife with it, it is Sasquatch World. It's, you know, a never-ending source of material.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're no novice when it comes to podcasts, correct?
Correct. I've been guests on podcasts for over 5 years now. Been around. I first got started in the Bigfoot community, probably around 2006 or seven, before I even got on Facebook. It was pretty much AOL and chat rooms. And
there was no Facebook.
Bigfoot forums and stuff like that. And because of just my love of the cryptid, my love of the subject. And that's why I kept it going. I lived overseas for a little while, and during that time, all I could do really was I had my internet. So I must have watched every YouTube channel there was on Bigfoot and cryptids and what have you. And I had grown up with the love of books, so that was my number one thing when I in the 70s was to go to the library, and the first place I would go would be the cryptid section and just pile up Mothman, Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, whoever I could look at in that type of field.
Yeah, I know, we're sort of alike in our indoctrination into all of this because I got into it in the late 90s. As a teenager growing up, I was into stuff like Chariots of the Gods and all that kind of stuff, you know. And It was with the internet, though. I remember waiting for the old beep, ding, 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 ding connection.
Yes.
Anybody who can remember that is old, okay? I mean, that yes. is a sound that haunts you forever. And I started on Bigfoot Forums, much like yourself. And I want to talk to you about that and a few other things, too. But there's somebody else who wants in on this here. So I'm going to go over here and welcome none other than the lovable Thomas Steenberg. Hey, Thomas.
Oh, hello. Hello. How are you doing, gang?
Doing good. Doing good.
Hi. How are we doing? Nice to finally meet you or to be on a podcast with you. Well, this interview.
Well, nice to meet you too. I think we've been on a podcast before together. I think a couple of times on PAX.
Yeah, a couple of times, but I felt like, oh, you're my hero. I was fangirling a little bit.
So what are we all talking about today?
We're talking about Hairy Man, not the gal who lives in Sonora, but Hairy Man hoaxes, hoodwinks, and such and such a thing. You know, you'd know a heck of a lot more about it than me, Thomas. You're right in there with this hoaxing stuff and everything. Not to say you ever hoaxed anything. I'm just saying you're knowledgeable on the subject.
There's one golden rule for researchers in this business. Thou shall not hoax, not ever.
Special place in hell for them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Once you're caught, we never forget.
We don't. I don't.
Well, what do you think about the current situation then? Nikki, you've been around for a while. We never fell off the turnip truck just yesterday.
Right.
Do you see things changing around? I mean, you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And do you see things starting to maybe change around to the logic, the truthful, the honest, with these newer websites and YouTube channels and even Facebook pages? You know, do you see the there's a glimmer of hope there that for the future of
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I do. I want to stay positive that in light of everything this community has gone through, because it definitely went through some growing stages and people definitely broke into their own little cliques throughout that community. I think there's still a glimmer of hope. I'm still a believer. I've always been a believer. I am a very hardcore skeptic on evidence. But when it comes to believing and knowing that some of the reports that have come out, I believe them. You know, I don't think everybody's having mass hysteria out there and not seeing stuff. So I think there's a glimmer of hope. I think there's a lot of up and coming channels that are going towards the critical thinking. It just depends on where you want to fit into that. It really depends on each person. I'm finding there's people who are going towards what we call the woo, you know, that really want to believe in the spiritual aspect of Bigfoot. And those who just want to maybe get clickbait, you know, get a lot of people on their channel and talk about whatever or put out their own stuff that without any substantiation behind it.
Well, I got no problem with being spiritual about it, but I mean, are we talking Native Indian spiritual or are we talking paranormal spiritual?
More on the paranormal. That's the scary paranormal part.
Yeah. I'd rather go with the Native American.
Yeah, I like the history that indigenous people have come.
And it's no wacky any more than the paranormal part is.
I mean, they think that actually
they got a lot in common with each other when it comes to spirituality, but it just seems like the paranormal want to take it a step too far every time. What do you think, Thomas?
Well, I think it's always been there. It's always been side by side, paranormal. But I do, and like Nikki, I think see hopeful signs, because there's a lot of good common sense zoological researchers out there. Unfortunately, there seems to be a lot more of the inmates running the asylum. That's the biggest problem. And some of them gotten so bad, the Sasquatch is actually too boring for them. So they kind of log it in with other things, dogmen, shapeshifters, interdimensional jumpers, you name it, it goes on. And it's like they had their main focus is the woo, and Sasquatch is just something to add to it. It's not that they're interested in the Sasquatch and they have woo explanations. They're into the woo, period. And Sasquatch is just one little arm of that.
So it's just our bad luck.
Yeah.
go bug dog man down the street. He's home. His car is in the driveway. Go bug him. Yeah. You know. But I mean, we have no further to look than our good friend Bill Reed. He's a dog man aficionado. He's right into that kind of stuff. Sasquatch isn't good enough for him. He has to go for dog man. He doesn't believe in Sasquatch.
He's interested in the phenomena of the dog man and why it's taken off. He, believe me, Bill Reed does not believe that the dog man exists. Matter of fact, Bill Reed is not convinced that the Sasquatch exists. That's why I like him. He's an open-minded skeptic, and that's what we need a lot more of. At least in my opinion, yeah.
Well, that's why we have you here, for your opinion. I don't know where Bill is. I would have had him here, too, and gang up on the poor gal. But, you know, this will do. And, you know, I mean, I'm encouraged by I've been around this for a while, and I'm encouraged by this go around this time, shall we say, that I'm going through. It's in cycles with me. And currently I'm optimistic because, I mean, Pat, I like his show very much, Pat Turner, Squatch Talk. And yes. He's open, he's driven, he has... perceptions about him that he wants to get out there. And if you agree with him or not, it doesn't matter. He's getting them out there anyway, and he's having fun doing it. And that's why I like the guy. I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. And then we have the newcomers. Pat's been around since 2017, but then we have newcomers like Something to Squatch About, Sean. I enjoy his program.
Love the people he's had on.
Yeah. And I mean, I know I'm going to enjoy your program when it comes on too. And can you tell us a little bit about your first episode, what you have planned?
Oh, I'm not going to try to spoil it. I don't want to put too much out there, but my intention was to just be that gatherer of information. Okay. Mm-hmm. And not just, okay, this is how it is and leave it at that, but to have some commentary on that with other people and to say, well, this is what I found. I found he has this website and this website, and he did this back on this time. And they have videos of him doing this back at this time, and this is what I found then. And there's also a lot of information I have from way back in the early 2000s that, could be pulled in. And not just that, but sometimes, like around 2011, I had a notebook full of information of, oh my God, this guy hoaxed this and he this is what was found out. And yeah, I saved photos and stuff, but that was like 10 laptops ago. I've lost all that information. I went and found out about, certain individuals, Vader and Standing and, you know, all these other names that I had all kinds of information, and I had videos of back, you know, photos of old shoots like the Creature from the Giant Sequoias. I had all kinds of back behind stage photos of that whole incident. Now I only have one, but there were pictures with the Bigfoot in his head sitting on him, you know, on his knee there, and clear pictures of the background set. And people are like, no, that's real. You know, that thing's running. There's no way no Bigfoot can run like that. You know, people can't run like that. So,
no, yeah, go ahead.
That's what my intention is, just to bring it all together and to have it in one place and show people, look, this is this. Maybe even get more information from people like Phil Poling, who are pretty straightforward, you know, on his Para Breakdown channel. He just puts it out there. Look at this. You know, are you really telling me that this is a Bigfoot? You know, and it's clearly a guy in a mask. You know, you can see the mask, zoom in. But to gather it all up and then talk about how that makes it harder for the newbies to come into this community.
That's the part that worries me a lot too, you know, because it's gratifying to know there's another person out there who divides their past life up into laptops.
Yeah,
because four laptops ago, man, I've only had that pictures and information now that I had on that laptop. Yeah,
right.
But life goes on. But I mean, I worry about the young. That's what started all of this, is about the newcomers, the new ones who are trying to get into this, because Thomas very aptly put it on a podcast that's going to be released after this weekend with Leon, part two. And Thomas said it quite succinctly that if he was a newcomer coming into the field today, he'd probably go out behind the barn and blow his brains out with a gun than have to face this. And I figured, you know, it would be nice to make it a little easier for the newcomers coming in to have an honest broker kind of thing, place where they can go and not be fed a lot of bull and crap. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about many of the YouTube channels. Not many, just a few. I don't watch a lot of YouTube channels, and because they're all paper cutouts of each other. There's nothing new or exciting going on there. And I've had enough anecdotal stuff to last me a lifetime. I don't need to hear this rediscuss Sasquatch events from 20 years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. So I found it encouraging that somebody like you is going to come along and add to the list of honorable places that people can go to get information.
Yeah, thank you. That's for me, it was more like every day, because I am a Facebook person. I do go, and I have many places, many groups that I go to. And when you keep seeing the same photo that gets grabbed from person to person and shared around, and they're all into this photo and, oh my God, look at those arms, and there's no way. And they get so excited and so invested in that photo.
Do you find it a little odd at the same time that you don't find anyone saying, that doesn't look real to me? The vast majority are there to ooh and ah, and, you know?
Yes, the majority are. They want, well, I can remember that time when I first started, and every photo I looked at, I wanted to believe in. You know, I remember that. I think all of us in the beginning had those memories of seeing our first Bigfoot photos and going, oh my gosh, is that really what it looks like? You know, is that what it's come going to be like? And then right away, that first crush of somebody saying, oh, that's this guy, he wore this suit during this thing. And, you know, it was made by this person, and going, wow, I was fooled. You know, I was so suckered.
I think I'd like to remember that and keep it close to them before you become more jaded like us here. When everything was wonderful and sunshine and lollipops and rainbows everywhere. And I'd love to go back to those days myself, but too much water under the bridge, too many cold splashes of reality in the face. And you can only hang on to that for a very short time, and then the real world seeps in.
but the point is, it never was rainbows and lollipops. Even the PG film for the longest time was, it's obviously a man in the suit, people were saying. It's not true. And there's still a lot of people who feel that way. And of course, the Sasquatch does not exist. It never did. They're right.
Yeah. How can they be wrong?
Yeah. So, but again, it all comes down to just, you got to examine each piece of evidence as it comes in and on its own merits, right? Mm-hmm. And if there's one making the rounds right now, I think it was taken in Northern Idaho. It looks really, really, really good. But the red flags is all the circumstances and unanswered questions surrounding it. No one seems to want to say who did it. No one wants to see why did they act this way.
Well, Thomas, tune in to my show on Sunday, and I will let you in on the rest of the story.
Okay, you've looked into that one, have you? Yeah. Yes. Well, just get me. I've got red flags on that one. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yes, you are quite right. Okay. Yes.
Just say the title of your new podcast there, Nikki. Is it?
It's going to be Sunday, starting the Sundays at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And that's through my YouTube channel, Hairy Man Hoaxes and Hoodwinks.
Hairy Man Hoaxes and Hoodwinks. I like that. That's a good title.
It is a good title. The first time I heard it, I said, now that's a bit of creativity there. I like that. I like the hoodwink part because automatically the Minnesota Iceman and everything flashes before my eyes. All of these Sasquatches in the freezer.
Well, you know, not everything has to be a hoax. It could be people who truly believe what they're posting or showing, but they're not, it's not what, you know, it really is. It's either them doing pareidolia or it's somebody else playing, you know, a joke on them or hoaxing them. It there's other things to it, and that's why, you know, I wanted to include that in this grouping.
That makes me think of an example of what you're just talking about will be the Marble Mountain, whereas that was just misidentification. Mm-hmm. Nobody was pulling off a hoax, but the people, this Boy Scout trooper or whoever, they were pushing it that that's a Sasquatch. It really is a Sasquatch up there. And there was no proof of it whatsoever. So you can't call it a hoax.
Right. But
No. And I mean, they believed it, far as I know, they believed it was actually, you know, it turned out to be a guy in a black hoodie. But, you know, I mean, they got up there and made measurements and everything. And this guy wasn't 8 feet tall. He was under a branch that was only about 5 feet off the ground. So he was rather small. Right. I think it was just the sunlight as it set behind him that, you know, made his image larger in the or something.
Of course, that so-called shelter. I mean, I guess Sasquatch used that old wax tying or that the post office used to wrap packages up because it was all strewn with it.
Yeah,
and there's a fire pit there with rocks, and the claw marks in the trees were obviously hatchet marks for someone just, you know, put the axe in a tree and left it there for a little while, you know, and that figure on the hill was probably acting because he was wondering who all these people were in his camp.
That's probably the truth.
Yeah.
I never believed that footage. I saw it, and I saw a guy with the jacket on. I saw it in my eyes. I saw skinny legs and a jacket on, and I never once thought it was a Bigfoot up there.
People spent days and weeks trying to talk themselves into the idea that it was a Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. Because like you say, at first glance, nothing going on here. What's all the fuss about? It's a guy up on the ridge, you know.
Well, look at the Mission Hoover Lake footage of a few years ago. I mean, you know, where it seems to jump off from this little island in the middle of the lake, where it seems to jump off a stump or a rock somewhere. And Thinker Thunker did his video and said, there's no way this could be a human and blah, 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 blah. But I had red flags because of the way it came out. It was first released by a group called themselves Legend Tracker, who were trying to sell a cell phone program where crypto incidents and things like that could pop up on the map in your cell phone. And of course, they released this video saying it was given to them anonymously, blah, blah, blah. They also had another video of a Sasquatch acting like a nonchalant black bear in Yellowstone Park, where a whole bunch of Asian tourists were taking pictures of it, if you recall. Yeah, problem is, Legend Tracker, I remembered them because they tried to get me to go along with them at the Legends of BC days at Kilby Museum. And I said, I didn't like what I heard. I said, no matter what how you describe it, what you're talking about is hoaxing, and I'll play no part in it. He says, thanks. And I also told him, you don't need to make things up. There's enough possibly true incidents for whatever program you want. You don't need to make things up.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even release the name of the lake. I'm the one who found the lake. And it was Hoover Lake, just north of the dump area of Mission, on a road that's usually gated off. You have to walk to it. And, that caution. The man in the video footage is a man by the name of Brandon Pollock. He came forward and said, that's me they filmed. I was fishing there. And they just kept filming me. I mean, they would have seen me get back in my rowboat and row across the lake. So it was either a case of misidentification, or they edited it that way intentionally, in which case it's a hoax attempt. But the fellow's name was Brandon Pollock. He's about 6'5". He's a very tall guy. And he was out there he was actually on the lake with a friend, and they were fishing that weekend. And he was out on that island, or it was actually an outcropping in the lake, and he was collecting firewood. That's what he was doing. He said he saw the people way up there on the road, but he didn't know what they were doing. He just assumed they were hikers, and what they were doing was filming him.
Yeah.
And when he went on and said, no, that's me they filmed, he got such a hostile reception, he thought, well, I'm not going to talk to any of these Sasquatch people anymore. They're all crazy.
Smile, you're on Sasquatch camera.
Right. But I happened to talk to myself and Bill Reed, happened to a lady on a restaurant we like to go to. She's related to him, and she knew the whole story. So she informed me, and I phoned him and I talked to him about it. And I should calm him down. And he told me the whole story. He said, that's me. And the other one, not only do I know the costume they use, I know who they went through in the Harrison Museum, which I helped put together, to get to it, to pick it up. It's a standard costume that's used in Harrison Hot Springs every Sasquatch Day. And it was used in a few used car commercials near the Mission area. But that doesn't stop people from wanting to believe it's all true. That those Asian tourists were really taking a picture of a Sasquatch acting like a nonchalant black bear in the Yellowstone Park on the side of the road.
People love their stories. You can't take their stories away from them.
Yeah.
They love it, and they hate you if you do such a thing.
Absolutely. You know?
And
That's the thing that I've been having a lot of people talk to me about, is that, you're going to bring negativity in on the community. And, you know, why give the hoaxers a place? You know, you shouldn't give them.
That's one angle. Yes.
Yeah. But that's not what I'm doing. Well, and no, I don't think we should forget. I think we should learn from this. And I think new people should learn from this. And I was in the early days, I was not as calm as I am now. That is not real. You know, I would just tell people flat out, that is not real. tell, prove, say something, do something to show me that's real. Because that clearly looks like a suit. You know, you have 3 seconds of a video there. Where's the rest of the video? Where's the beginning? Where's the end? Where, you know, where's exactly. you screaming or breathing heavy or something?
How come you only got one footprint and you don't have a dozen footprints in a trackway? Where did the footprints go to? Where did they come from? How many were there? Nope, you just got one footprint and that's it. That's all you get. Yeah. Fight over it.
I was not afraid to call people out. And I mean, I didn't have a whole lot of friends either, but
no,
you know, I called them out and I got into a number of fights on Facebook over that, but I didn't really care at that time. You know, it wasn't like, we're on the internet, you know, who can find me? Now it's a little bit different. I'm a little more cautious about who I pick my fights with, but
yeah.
I've had some doozies.
But, well, you came up through Bigfoot forums just like I did. And there was a lot of highly opinionated people on that forum. There was a lot of very good people and there was a lot of crazy people there too. And the hard part was trying to figure out who was who half the time. But you usually find a bunch that you can trust, a clique that you can blend in with, and you more or less look at them as allies in the cause, as and it's you against them kind of thing. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot coming up that way and having those exchanges with other people. Learned how to deal with them, who to ignore, who not to get so worked up about, and keep your own bar, you know, high on your skepticism, and you'll muddle on through, you know, and come out the other side. But
stick to the facts and never deviate from the facts.
Well, that's it exactly. I mean,
you know, one thing I wish I could convey to some of the newer people is don't get stuck watching or following, supporting somebody who you have issues with. If you don't like what they're doing, stop. Go on. There's 1,000 other researchers, searchers, enthusiasts that have channels that are great channels. Find somebody else that'll make you happy, you know, to watch them, to follow them, to learn from them. And that's where I like to, I gather my information because, yeah, I've gone out. I have videos of me going out and boots on the ground. But I get a lot of my information because I follow somebody in BC. I follow people in the West Coast side, East Coast, you know, all over. And I grab all this information and I'm learning from that. Oh, this is the same as I heard from this guy and this one. And, you know, this is totally different. Yeah. And that I'm walking in 50 people's shoes, not just my own.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, during some, a lot of people have some great footage when they're actually out there. And, you know, those are the ones I like to watch. Is the actual, you know, exploring, having fun exploring.
Well, that's the thing, is that people aren't, are people having as much fun as they should be, you know, doing this? Why does it have to be such a serious Debbie Downer conversation when it comes to Sasquatch and Bigfoot, you know? I mean,
don't say that.
There ain't a whole lot of uplifting stuff out there. No, right. You don't say, boy, I'm glad I came to that site today. Look what I learned. You know, I don't remember the last time that ever happened.
Hey, there's some good things about it. If it weren't for my interest in Sasquatch from 1978, I never would have ever been invited to Jerry's house for great barbecue. I mean,
well, that's true.
Some positive aspect.
yeah. And I get, my wife gets great joy from feeding you. So, yeah. But no, I mean, as discussed in episode 1, 2, and 3 of Sasquatch 101, the one thing you'll never regret is the time you spent out in the field and the people you met over the years and the people who are your friends now that you met while engaged in this. So, yeah, if you look around the perimeter of Sasquatch research, you get all these little items that are pluses that, you know, can stay with you for a lifetime. So there's really nothing to regret. I've seen fantastic country. I've gone fantastic places. I've met fantastic people. It's very much a plus. Sasquatch himself, no show. But, you know, everything else was cool. Yeah. Everything else was cool, you know.
And you just got the criticism for something. If you discover something is not right and something was hoax or something, you announce it, because a researcher is supposed to be that, an investigator, researcher. He's not a religious leader trying to push a faith. And so if you find evidence that something was hoax or something that's not right, or was it, you expose that too. And Jerry, you remember when you and I saw what made the Chehalis sound. Or did that irritate a lot of people when we announced that? But so what? Those are the facts. And if they can't handle it,
yeah,
well, that's their problem, not ours. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the facts.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is going to be a great adventure for you, Nikki. I can see it now. This the more I listen to you, the more this is right up your alley, this kind
of
show. And
this is what I want to do. You know, I want to talk about it. I want to... You know, why did we not call these people out sooner? Or maybe were there other signs or red flags that could have happened before, yeah, you know, a lot of stuff happened? Just to get thinking about it and to have people a little more wary about the information they're getting, where they're getting it, and if they're even going out and looking for the information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm, do they know they can drop a photo into Google Picture and, you know, do a search? Do they know that? I don't know. I don't think so, because half the time that's all you have to do and it'll come up with a wealth of information about what's going on and where you can go to YouTube to find a dozen people already, you know, debunked the photo. So
yeah, and sometimes two hoaxes can be fun. the one I like, yes, that comes, I'm not going to go too deeply into it because you might want to talk about it sometime on your show, and that's the Memorial Day hoax.
Mm-hmm.
I spend countless hours laughing at my computer screen at the antics of the people. I still recall vividly Bobo dressed up in a knapsack with a rod on the back of the knapsack and a ball on top of the rod to show you where the creature's head is supposed to be, how tall it was. And he had to run along this hillside,
yeah,
to prove that a human being could run that fast, as fast as the so-called Sasquatch that was on the video. Mm-hmm. They reenacted it. And Bobo, I got to give him props. He proved it. That at that height, going that speed, he could make it from the entry point all the way across the hill to the big boulder, grab up another knapsack, which is what the Sasquatch supposedly did, grabbed up a child and run into the woods with it. I mean, that was a wonderful job of debunking. It was really wonderful, wonderful to watch. And I still get a kick out of it till this day. That's squatching at its best. That is.
Right. Those were the early ones. Those were, you know, part of that early group of photos, yeah, and videos coming out. So, and that's what I did with my promos as well. I put a lot of photos of older stuff, you know, in my promos.
Yeah.
So, well, people can see them.
It's an educational process, right? I mean, it happened 20 years ago. So what? It happened 20 years ago. There's still something you can learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're all doing here anyway. We're trying to learn and trying to tell some truth. And as Thomas would say, fight your way through 14 dump truck loads of garbage that's the internet dumps on you every day, and sort, yeah, your way through it and try to find a jewel here and there. They're there, but you know, it's like playing a video game to find them.
But I think, you know, you had to be congratulated just for making the effort, if nothing
else.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see where it goes. I'm hoping that, you know, some people come and start following and want to come back every week. And I'll do my best to put on a good show, as well as put out good information that's already there. You know,
yeah,
I'm not going to be making anything up. It's already there.
Yeah. So people, you want to take a peek at Nikki's show, I would advise you to do so. And it begins this Sunday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I think it's going to be a fun occasion. I'd advise you to look in. I'll also put the name of her channel in the notes of this video as well. And just in case you don't remember it. And Nikki, it's been a lot of fun having you here. It's the first time we ever had a chance to talk. I've often seen you on Squatch Talk as a member of the panel.
Yes.
And it's nice to finally be able to talk to you face to face about this stuff. This is a fun topic. It's a fun topic definitely. To talk about. And Thomas, thank you for jumping in.
No problem, Jerry. Nikki, just say the title of your podcast again one more time for everybody.
It is Hairy Man, Hoaxes and Hoodwinks. Sunday night, 6 p.m.
I really like that title. That's cool.
You should see some of them. I have a whole list of names I was going through. Bigfoot bamboozles and all kinds Bigfoot of crazy bamboozles. Ones. Yeah, I did. I have a list. I literally have a list over here. But Nikki, that one won out.
Nikki, fantastic. We'll be watching Sunday night. Don't worry.
Okay. Great. Okay. Thank
you. Thomas, thank you for dropping by.
My pleasure, gang. My pleasure. Nice talking to you again, Nikki.
Thank you. Pleasure's mine.
Take care, Nikki. Bye-bye. See you soon, Thomas. Okay, dear listener, that about wraps it up for now. My name is Jerry Matthews. You can reach me at yellowcoyote@talus.net. Thank you for your interest, and until the next time, keep searching.